Each Tuesday at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we check the facts with PolitiFact Virginia. We're joined again by PolitiFact Virginia reporter Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Now, you fellows rate Virginia political figures as to the truth or lack of it on their comments and statements and claims, but you also maintain the Bobometer, checking out Bob McDonnell on his campaign promises when he was running for governor as to how well he's done on keeping those promises. And the most recent item in the PolitiFact Virginia column is, in fact, a Bobometer item. And this time you checked out his promise that the McDonnell administration would increase the funding provided to Virginia's community health centers and free clinics. What did you find out when you checked into that?
Well, when McDonnell came into office in January 2010, the state was facing a revenue shortfall. And in budget amendments that year, McDonnell included a 10% cut to safety net health organizations over 2 years, but legislators rejected that reduction. Now, in December 2010, McDonnell again sought to cut the state's $9.6 million annual appropriation to safety net facilities, and once again, the General Assembly rejected that idea. Jeff Caldwell, a spokesman for the governor, said that when he proposed the cuts, McDonnell expected that many of those served by community health centers and free clinics would be swept into a Medicaid expansion that was required as part of President Barack Obama's 2010 health care law. But the future of the law was uncertain at that time, and McDonnell was among many Republicans who said it was unconstitutional. And in June 2012, the Supreme Court upheld the law but struck down its requirement that states had to participate in the Medicaid expansion, and instead that expansion is now an option. And McDonnell and the General Assembly put Virginia's decision on whether to expand its Medicaid program in the hands of a new commission charged with finding out whether the expansion would save the state money and improve the delivery of health care.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is McDonnell has taken no action to keep his campaign pledge to increase funding for community health centers and free clinics, and the funding for those organizations has remained at $9.6 million a year since McDonnell came into office, despite his attempts to cut that appropriation. So we rated this a promise broken.
All right. Now, also recently you had a Truth-O-Meter item about Republican Lieutenant Governor nominee E.W. Jackson, who has, a history, fair to say, of some inflammatory rhetoric, which he has had to respond to since he's been nominated for Lieutenant Governor. And you checked out recently another statement that he made that raised some eyebrows. He said, quote, "In 1960, most black children were raised in two-parent monogamous families. Today," he added, "we have only 20% of black children being raised in two-parent monogamous families." So you checked out his facts, and what was your finding?
Well, Jackson's campaign pointed to a chart from the Conservative Heritage Foundation, which shows that in the 1950s, the percent of black children born into unmarried families was below 20%, and by 2008, about 72% of black children were born to single mothers, according to the Heritage analysis. But those figures don't quite fit Jackson's statement, which focused on the percent of black children raised by two married parents, and some of those single mothers might later marry and raise their children in two-parent homes. So we spoke with Gretchen Livingston, a senior researcher at the Pew Research Center, who said that in 1960, about 65% of black children under 18 were being raised by two married parents. And the latest U.S. Census Bureau tallies from 2012 show that 34% of black children were being raised in two-parent married families. Now, Jackson said he thinks the reason for the drop is welfare programs adopted in the 1960s that provided aid to single moms. And that view is not universally shared. Gregory Axe, a director of the Urban Institute's Income and Benefit Policy Center, said a lot of research has been done on this question and the results are mixed. Axe says he doesn't think welfare is completely unrelated to the drop in the percentage of children raised by two-parent families, but he also thinks a lot of other factors are at work. For example, he said economic opportunities for women have risen over the decades and fallen for men, contributing to a drop in marriage rates. So Jackson is correct that most black children were raised in two-parent married families 50 years ago. The latest figures show that nowadays it's 34%, and that's not as high as Jackson said, but that doesn't harm his gist that there's been a significant decline and the percent of black children raised in two-parent married households. So we rated his statement mostly true.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. We check the facts every Tuesday morning at this time.
Thanks, Wayne.